common council to order. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Mayor Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Olson.
Here.
Alderman Solomon is here.
Floating around somewhere. I hear his footsteps.
There he is.
Alderman Solomon.
Here.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Schmidt.
Here.
Alderman Skronsky.
Here.
Please rise, join me in the pledge of allegiance to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, first item is citizens' comment period. Are there any citizens wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Are there any citizens wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Any citizens wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? If not, we close the citizens' comment period. Turn to approval of minutes of June 21st, 2011.
So moved.
Second.
So motion is made and seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Wilhelm and Alderman Olson.
I would like to request the that I be excused, as I did call. I called in Council President Taylor because the licensing committee had already started, and I wasn't able to make that, and I asked him to pass that on.
Alderman Olson?
Mr. Mayor, I'm the second longest serving alderman on this by weeks. And frankly, I had an opportunity to call in last week when I was on my way to vacation to say, Mother, may I? But I'm a reasonably old, relatively mature individual. And I rarely ask for permission to do anything. So I thought, you know, the tenor of this council has been slipping for about 2 years now, 3 years, four. And I just wanted to see what would happen if I didn't call in. What's going to happen? You know, the reality is my voters will know that I wasn't there. Call it anything you want. Steve wasn't there. So I didn't call in. And as you know, I've been doing this a long time. I have yet to see an agenda minutes where someone was not excused. Especially on this county council. Never have I seen someone absent. So that bore out. First time in the history that I can recall, two people are absent. I just wanted to see where this council is going and where their minds are. So then I'm reading down the agenda item again, and I get to G11. You know, I've been reading the minutes and approve. No, it's not unusual. It's no big deal. I get to G11. And everyone in this room knows that I am adamantly opposed to G11. And yes, technically it's true that that vote of 4-1, 4-0, was unanimous for that body. But in the way this council's been going over the past several years, the affirmative vote wasn't good enough. Just was not good enough. We got to record it as unanimous, so that sometime later on, somebody can point a finger and say, that Alderman Olson, see, he's opposed, but he voted for it, whether they read it or not. Leave it that way, I don't care. I just wanted to point out that this common council needs to start thinking about how they're acting.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded.
Mr. Mayor, there was a request by Alderman Wilhelm that was ignored in a typical fashion.
Alderman Taylor.
Well, I would, I mean, I've not sat up here as long as Alderman Olson, but I would say that when both of my time here for 3 years plus and in 4 years and serving in our community, which is still service, when I went out of town or I was not able to make it, I either called the mayor of the city or I called the common council president. Alderman Wilhelm did call me. Alderman Solomon was in that meeting with the licensing committee. So, yes, she should be excused. Alderman Olson, you did not call me. You did not call the mayor. And so, yes, you are absent. You didn't call the clerk even. So I don't know, you know, what kind of game you're playing. I mean, I don't think, at least in G11, the mayor was doing anything unanimous of the body of four. Because if you look at the minutes, which I read the minutes, you were not here. And Alderman Wilhelm wasn't here, so it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that the vote was 4-0, unanimous. So, I mean, Alderman Wilhelm should be excused. She did call me, and I did mention that to the clerk, and so that I would hope that we would change that. But I mean, common courtesy, just so we know we have a quorum. If I would decide, you know what, it was a nice day, I don't feel like coming, there should be 5 other people there. Didn't happen, then we can't run the government. And then we don't show up. So that's how I'd look at it.
Very simply, I'm the chairman of the Common Council. If you want to be excused from a meeting, just call me. Every time you've called me in the past, you've been excused. I've been the mayor for going on, 6 years plus 7. Had you called me, you had been excused. It's that simple. Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, given the fact that I wasn't feeling well, and the meeting that I was truly missing first was the licensing committee, and the fact that I called the council president and another alderman was there, I didn't think I needed to make 2 phone calls, especially when I asked the council president to let the clerk know so she would. And she did state it on record because I listened to the tape afterward. I wouldn't think that this would be such a big argument to get myself excused on the minutes. We could go on for, you know, another hour arguing the fact that I did call in. And frequently when I call you, Mayor, you don't pick up my calls. And since the meeting I needed a call to was the license, because that was the meeting that I was originally missing, and I reached someone with 2 aldermen present and a 3rd person who sits up here who could let you know, I would think that would be adequate.
I suppose if we're going to mince words, fine. I mean, if I was to go back and look at every call that I've received from you aldermen in comparison to the number of calls I've received from other aldermen, it's probably at least 5-1 that I've taken your calls. This is parliamentary procedure, and in the past, I believe I asked the city attorney for an opinion regarding when people need to be excused from meetings, who do they call? That's the chairman. It's not just the chairman of the Common Council, it's the chairman in every city and village, and just common courtesy. If you would have told the city clerk, or if Alderman Olson had told the city clerk, and the city clerk had called me and asked that you be excused, you probably would have been.
I'm on my deathbed, I'll make 3 phone calls just to make sure you get a call. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. When you know.
Well, it is ridiculous, Alderman. It's absolutely ridiculous. All you have to do is call the mayor. That's all you have to do.
The meeting that I was absent from was the licensing meeting, and I made that contact and made that call. Is there a written policy that I didn't do something right because I thought I was calling and reaching someone who's a member of this body who could pass that on? I didn't know it had to be only 1 person. I didn't know that the council president couldn't relay information to the mayor. I mean, where does it say something that you only are allowed to talk to this 1 person? In the past, I've called the clerk, and that hasn't been a problem. I've been at meetings that you've chaired that people didn't call you, that presentations got canceled, whom they don't get called absent. Is this some kind of thing that you're just going to stick to that hard, that you have to have me be absent for some reason? I mean,
I'm not the one that was absent. You were.
Well, I'm sorry, I was sick.
Well,
excuse
how would I
me.
How would I know that, Alderman?
I don't know. I just explained it to you 6 times.
All right, you have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed?
Nope.
No.
Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson?
No.
Alderman Sound?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
No.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Skronsky.
Aye.
4 ayes, 2 noes, ayes have it, motion carries.
Hope that feels good, Mayor. You're just like a little kid. And I don't care if I'm out of order, because you are. Don't lie about me threatening me.
Item G, reports, recommendations. Item 1, donation.
Move to accept.
Second.
To move and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it, motion carries. Item G2, consideration of initial resolution regarding industrial development revenue bond financing for Steel Solutions.
Mr. Mayor, the bond counsel for Steel Solutions, Linda Templin of White Hirschbeck, is here to discuss and answer any questions relative to this initial resolution.
Good evening. Be back in Franklin, helping economic development one building at a time. We've done a lot of them. We've been engaged as bond counsel for Steel Solutions Properties, a local manufacturer here in the community. Steel Solutions has acquired a bond that was originally issued for Novakowski. They acquired that bond a few years ago. They are now embarking on a project that I think many of you have heard a lot about because it's been through planning and everything. Mike Thielen, the owner, was on vacation, was unable to come tonight, and I told him I thought that probably enough of you had heard about the project that there wouldn't be specific project questions. If there are, certainly this is just the first step in the process, and those could follow. They are embarking on the construction of an approximately 34,000 square foot addition to their existing 41,000 square foot facility. We've also included in the resolution the possibility of the acquisition and installation of equipment if that's favorable financing. They're, with bonus depreciation, sometimes equipment doesn't belong in the bond. It's not as advantageous. Because when you do a bond, you have 3 years in which to spend the bond proceeds under federal law, it allows a borrower who may be considering another phase to include that in the original authorization, provided the bank is willing to fund it. And so you'll see in the resolution the possibility that within that three-year period they may build. They say they are completely out of land there, and if they add on, it would be to add on a second story above the office. That's not... it's not in design, it's not, you know, a formulated plan yet, but it is a possibility we've talked about, so we included it. Finally, we talked about including, they have that existing bond, they assume, the Novakowski bond, and refunding that, creating one set of documents with uniform rates, uniform maturity date, that's also permissible and efficient for the borrower. So tonight, the council is being asked to consider an initial resolution in an amount not to exceed $5,400,000 for those projects. It is very likely that the bond amount will be smaller than that when we come back for the final resolution, as is often the case.
Move to approve the initial resolution.
Second.
So moved and seconded. Any further discussion on motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, that has been a great business in this city. They have expanded. They're very productive. They increased their employment. And when Mr. Thielen asked me about it, I said I directed him to the city attorney and to Kel. And I said that they're just a great business. It's good to have them here.
Okay. Item G3, approval to purchase software and accessories.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries.
Nice presentation, Chief.
Thank you.
Item G4, Milwaukee County Community Development Block Grant Program application.
Second.
So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the mayor and city clerk to execute such agreements and instruments necessary to provide for the continuing participation of the city of Franklin with Milwaukee County and the Community Development Block Grant Program and the Home Investment Partnership Program.
So moved.
Second. So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. They ask you to take the next one. I was just eating a cousin sandwich and my tongue tied.
All right, I'm G6. Authorization is necessary to proceed with the CDBG Project Handicap Accessibility Sidewalk to Clare Meadows including seeking additional CDBG funding, use of capital improvement fund, unspecified fund balance, and initiation of project action steps. Mark, did we do this once before regarding another community where we got money? Because it looks like we're looking at River Hills.
Not that I'm aware of. I know there have been a couple communities in the past that have moved some applications around. I'm not aware of Franklin having done it. And this is...
I think it's a good project.
Pardon?
I really think it's a good project to move forward on.
No, Milwaukee County is looking to try and have these funds expended before they run into issues with the federal deadlines for use of the funds. And if we can get this phase of the project installed this year and the contract paid out, we have an opportunity.
Have you spoken to this Tolson at all about this, or did you just send?
No, Milwaukee County's wanted to initiate point on those conversations, so they've talked to him. He's told them the money has to be used up and established deadlines for them, and they've asked both Milwaukee County's asked that we send them a letter requesting the money. So the letter's in there. So we're really following Milwaukee County's lead on the process here for requesting the money from the other community.
Alderman Solomon, and all the mayor's back, so we can take over.
I think it's a good
Solomon
idea to request those funds. However, I do have a problem with the capital dollars that is in this projected budget of $80,000. The this project on 51st Street was supposed to be a 3-year project. In fact, the last plan that the Trails Committee received showed us 3 years in a row to get to Rawson Avenue. This is commendable that we can get this done, but there are other areas in the community that could use sidewalks. A lot of areas in the community that could use sidewalks.
Yeah.
This isn't just the only one.
That's right.
Specifically adjacent to some county highways.
Yes, very much so.
And if we're going to have capital dollars spent on this, then I think we ought to set some priorities and or not only step this project, but step future projects as we move forward. So I do believe this needs more looking at. It doesn't have to be looked at this year because of if we get the River Hills allocation, that'll take us through this year. But prior to next year, I think we would have to look at those capital dollars as to where they're being allocated to. I mean, Ken and I have asked for sidewalks from Milwaukee County to widen St. Martin's Road, which is a lot smaller than 51st Street, with more traffic and higher speeds. So as we move forward, I do think the priorities need to be set. I think the Trails Committee is attempting to do that in a timely manner, but I'm all for getting additional county dollars to move maybe two sections forward this year, but as we get to the end one, I think we could wait another year to finish it.
Alderman Wilhelm, Alderman Skransky, Alderman Olson, Alderman Taylor.
I didn't have my hand up.
Alderman Olson, I'm sorry, Alderman Skransky, Alderman Olson, and Alderman Taylor.
Yeah, I agree with Alderman Solomon that our districts are very shortly in need of good sidewalks or paths because of the roads that are there. They're rural areas. The shoulders are terrible. You really can't walk on them. I just got a call from a couple of constituents today regarding they'd like to have something out there that they don't have to worry about getting run over. Even the cyclists that are on these roads, it's unbelievable. The amount of volume of these people between the cyclists and the walkers that come down, the runners that come down these roads, St. Martin's and 116th Street, North Cape, and with Country Dale being on North Cape, there's no sidewalks there, just absolutely none. And there's a lot of kids that walk around there. So I hope in the future that there could be some little priorities set to Alderman Solomon's district and myself, in my district, in the 6th district, some coming up a little higher on on putting walking paths and trails in our area, seeing that we're all very supportive of all the aldermen sitting up here and their constituents on their trails because it's needed. So if it's in order, I would make the motion to approve this.
Second.
The moved and seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Olson, Alderman Taylor, Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, first on the motion, is it to complete the entire task with $80,000 coming out of city funds, or is it to complete phases one and two?
I would be phase one and two.
Okay. Thank you. So that leads me to clarify my numbers here. So the total outlay for the city is going to be about $46,000.
Yes, Mr. LeBert.
If I may.
If I can back up, this council action sheet is only related to the handicapped accessibility project, CDBG. So to overlap it with other discussions that are happening on, you know, trails committee and stuff might be a little confusing. This has phase one and phase two, first to Minnesota, then to Rawson. Mm-hmm. That is what is only represented here. I know it just so happens engineering put out an estimate a week or so beforehand that had additional phases north. So this is just the part to get to Rawson to link that senior housing facility with the groceries and the pharmacy and things like that. So that portion, Alderman Olson,
is $80,000.
If all of the contingency, a 20% contingency, is used up, if it goes at the estimate, and it'll probably be somewhere in between, the estimate takes it to about $40,000, pretty much all of which will be used in 2012. 2011, at the base construction, we'll have.
And your number included the $63,000 from Village of River Hills.
Yes.
What happens if that doesn't happen? We're going to be digging dirt and not have enough money?
No, if that doesn't happen, I will need to bring it back here because you'll need to reevaluate your ability to do the whole project within the two phases that the county's approved. And the reason for that is the initial estimate for the project was based upon the cost to take the sidewalk south. And the cost to move it north from Clare Meadows has turned out to be more expensive because of certain site conditions. And so that makes the original estimate, which when you first approved it a year ago, you were told it would take about $50,000 of city resources. That's what was in the council action sheet. And to do it over two years. So
I'm kind of disappointed to hear you say that now we know of some conditions that we didn't budget for. Anybody that's been on 51st Street knows that the ditches are tremendously deep, close to the road, and we'd have some issues there. So I was just disappointed to see that line in there. It says, unfortunately, preliminary engineering indicates the rougher terrain. We've been talking about this for a million years.
At the time, staff hadn't recommended this project. And so the Common Council recommended it with the information that was there that evening and didn't ask for additional. So we had a very rough estimate just doing a linear foot estimate comparing the project completed to the other. And we had not recommended the project at the time. With these added resources and the commitment of the city's resources, it is a very valuable project for that portion of our community and meets the CDBG guidelines.
So just to wrap up, and I'm going to be quiet, it's $80,500 rough estimate, high end, from city funds, capital outlay, predominantly. And that includes us getting $63,000 from River Hills.
And then using 2 years of our own allocation, which is about another $70,000.
Yeah. So, and it would all be done this year?
You'd get up to Minnesota this year still. And then we'll use our CDBG allocation and our portion, phase two, as soon as their contracts come through next year.
Okay, Alderman Taylor, Alderman Alderman Wilhelm, and then Alderman Solomon.
You're actually called on me.
No, it's Alderman Taylor.
Yeah. I did a lot of celebrating this weekend, so I apologize if my mind's a little foggy here. But I thought the reason we because I just the discussion that took place before about other portions of the city, But I thought the reason why we kind of created the Trails Committee was to look at sidewalks along Rawson based on a meeting we had at the police station when the discussion was widening Rawson, and nobody wanted the four-lane road of Rawson.
51st
Street? I mean 51st Street. See, I said it in a little fog here. So 51st Street, widening up 4 lanes of 51st Street where we had to move to the police station because of that. But there was consensus. John English was one, Craig Haskins was one that showed up to the meetings. There was a number of other people, 30 people spoke maybe, and talking about sidewalks. Now, granted, there was arguments on each side. Mike Beagle was one, I believe. Arguments on which side of the road it should be on. But I think from that discussion...
On the other side.
Well, of course, on the other side of the road, right. So from that discussion... The focus from the Trails Committee, because I believe we've discussed this here, Your Honor, right, that you said this committee was to look at 51st Street, and that's what we've been doing, at least with some of the block grant money, and then also that's what the Trails Committee has been focusing on, is the area around there. Am I correct, or am I lost here?
I think you have two separate paths that have happened at the same time. But the CDBG one, if you look at the record that was submitted and how it went, the CDBG one was really a separate standalone project that just happened to be coinciding with a geographic area need that was being discussed through the Trails Committee.
So if I had people banging on my door in the 4th District, let's say, and they're just in the middle of a hilltop lane, not near me, but just up the road, and they wanted a sidewalk, this CDBG money couldn't be used for, right?
Because there's no.
Right. So this money is being allocated to an area, and that's because of the seniors that live there, correct?
Yes.
So, granted, I agree with Alderman Solomon and Alderman Skronsky. There are other areas in the community that would love to have sidewalks and bike paths and things like that, but that's really, am I correct? That's another issue altogether, that what we have before us is if we want to use that money on sidewalks, we're using it right here or maybe another location,
yeah.
But it has to be around where you have handicap accessibility in that?
Yes, that's why we're able to put the CDBG money on this specific project.
And then the trails issues that I just mentioned, that the direction of the council was to start focusing on 51st Street and going, and that those are two separate issues. So I'm kind of tying them together. But that was a action of the council.
I believe that was a separate
one. Just wanted to be clear on that. Thank you.
Is it Alderman Solomon and Alderman Wilhelm?
Alderman Wilhelm first.
Alderman Wilhelm and Alderman Solomon.
Yes.
Did you have yours up all
the time? Yeah, an hour ago. Well, I understand why we're doing this with the Black Grant funds. We started off with this because of the senior fit into this, the senior area. Of course, we all know the constituents didn't want it on that side of the street, but they got it on that side of the street. A lot of the constituents really don't want it the rest of the way either, but that's where it's headed. And personally, I think 51st Street needs pedestrian access. So as much as I would rather have it on the other side of the street, I know that's not going to happen. And so I guess it is what it is. But we did have a large room full of citizens regarding the 51st Street area, and I hope that at some point we'll take care of those constituents' needs, because that was many years ago. And specifically, John English came up to me at a meeting and said, I hope you can get that in. So that's on the north side of Rawson. And I know there are other areas, but keep in mind that this area is a business area where people can walk to businesses and would like to walk to businesses. So it would be helping our businesses, and where the other areas probably need it as well. This has been an area of the city that's been developed for quite some time without access. So I'm just making a reminder for that section. Probably won't do any good, because there were two things that I mentioned to the mayor that I knew that the people wanted. One was Marquette Avenue, which was shot down at the last meeting when it wasn't here, and the other one was the area north of Rawson Avenue. So I don't expect to see that one coming very soon either.
Alderman Solomon and Alderman Schmidt, and then Alderman Olson, do you have your hand up?
My only concern, again, is the capital dollars, because the capital dollars could be utilized in other areas of the city. What we could do with this is stretch this out for 4 years of CDBG money instead of getting it done in 2 years. Because 2 years from now, what's our next CDBG? What's our next project? Okay? We could use the capital dollars in Ken's area, in Mine's area, in Steve's area, north of Rawson. You can't use CDBG money up there. You understand what I'm trying to say? So it's... I know it's a need. I know it's needed. I know the citizens want it. I can support it. I just have a real problem with spending those capital dollars when we don't really have to, even though I know it's going to take us 2 more years to get this done if we don't spend those capital dollars.
Alderman Schmidt?
Now, you did say that the CDBG funds would expire if they're not used or applied towards this project in the next year or two?
The potential added money from River Hills, which is part of this, I know the county needs to have that spent out this year. So if we don't move this project forward, and I believe that incorporated based on my discussion, getting it all the way done and connected in the 2 years that we initially submitted and approved, then they will find another way to have the money spent out this year. So I believe the county, working with HUD, would have trouble approving doing that over a 4-year project. I think they were willing to accept it as a 2-year project. They may not approve it as a 4-year project, thinking that it's not really going to be fully used in available to the seniors until it's extended all the way through.
So, Rawson Avenue.
Right.
What would the cost have been to the city if these CDBG grant money had become available to run this sidewalk up to Rawson? Was there any projection on what it was going to cost?
About 100, and if you look at page 2 of your council action sheet, that project total column. So it really depends upon the contingency, but the estimated cost less restoration is $164.
One other thing, if this goes through up to Rawson, does this have any bearing on which side of the street that the sidewalk would extend north of Rawson? So that's okay.
I don't believe it would, no.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be another fight.
Yeah.
That's for another day.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded.
Reread the motion, please.
There's a request to read the motion. Madam Clerk, could you please read back the motion?
Alderman Skronsky moved to direct the Director of Administration to request a CDBG funding transfer to seek additional CDBG funding, authorize the Director of Administration to execute the necessary CDBG contract amendments if additional funding is provided, authorize use of up to $25,000 of the unspecified fund balance in the Capital Improvement Fund in 2011, recommend the 2012 Capital Improvement Fund budget incorporate up to $55,000 for the city's share of Phase 2 project costs, and authorize staff to complete the design of the sidewalk, obtain bids for installation, and pursue limited slope easements where necessary.
Okay, is that the motion?
Yes.
Okay. And second, who is second?
I second it.
All right, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? 6 ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Let's see, item G7. Franklin Engineering Department seeks authorization to complete the development of Serenity Estates subdivision. The work to be performed as part of the 2011 local road program. Alderman Olson?
The money coming out of the road program, or is it coming out of the escrow?
Escrow. The linkage to the road program is that we're using bid prices, unit prices, which are competitive.
But it's not coming out of the road program.
No, it is not. Because I read this about 16 times.
So did I.
Huh? Where is it coming from? Is the escrow?
Alderman Wilhelm.
I don't want to be the maker of the motion on this, but it would be suggested, whoever does make the motion, that it's clear that this isn't coming out of the road program, because the way it's written, it says the work to be performed as part of the road program makes it sound like it's coming out of there. So I agree with Alderman Olson on that.
Any other discussion? There is no motion, correct?
correct.
I make a motion to the Franklin Engineering Department to authorize the complete development of Serenity Estate subdivision, and I'll leave it at that.
Funding to come from
the escrow.
Escrow account.
Yep.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded under discussion. Mr. Liberto.
You should include the reference to the using pricing as part of the 2011 local road program so that engineering, it's clear in the motion that they get to use
that.
He's
right here. He knows what we're doing, right?
Yeah, but if it was written in the motion and then you take it out of your action, there might be some confusion. We want to make sure it's clear that it was.
Are you confused, Brad? All right. I think I'll leave it the way it is.
The motion on the floor has been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item G8, resolution establishing ward boundaries following the 2010 federal census. Madam Clerk.
Do I have permission to go down?
Absolutely.
Is Mark going to sit in your chair?
He didn't acknowledge that.
A question before you begin, even though you've asked me to weigh in on this 1,000 times.
Sure.
Given that the county's redistricting plan is a tentative plan that's being challenged by many groups, not just the ICC, is this also a tentative plan?
Actually, I was hoping that if there were any changes to the supervisory, that I would have the ability to come back to the county.
I think there's going to be a lot of municipal clerks coming back.
And I will show you the drawbacks of the current tentative supervisory district plan. First of all, there are very few changes from 2000. Alderman Skronsky, did you want to bring up your item before I...
Yes.
Alderman Skronsky had mentioned that he would like one element of District 2 to create this right here.
That little sliver. Kind of a little bark coming from the old school.
I'm going to zoom in on it so that...
if Alderman Solomon have a problem.
The districts, in creating the wards, have certain criteria. One of them is that they have to be between 600, and we're talking wards. One of them is they have to be between 600 and 2,100 based on our population. And I try to make them as equitable as possible when combined with each other so that the aldermanic districts are relatively equal. And I think when I did that in 2000, it was successful because the amount of changes now are very minimal. And you can see on page 35 of the council packet that District 1 is 5890. If you add up the wards, District 2 is 5856, 6064, 5937, 5857, and 5847. Well, what Alderman Skronsky is proposing is to take this, what these are our census blocks. The ward lines cannot be created in the middle of a census block. They can only be on natural roadways or waterways. The census blocks do not cross supervisory districts, so therefore the ward boundaries cannot cross supervisory districts. You'll see when we get to districts 3, 4, 5, and 6 that ward boundaries can cross school districts. The amounts that Alderman Skronsky is proposing to give back to, or to take back from Alderman Solomon, would be this census block, which is 45 people, this one, which is 13, and this one, which is 16. So you're talking, you know, less than 100, which would then change. It would be added to Ward 22, and it would be taken away from Ward 5.
Depends on how many stools are occupied in rooms.
It would be taken away from 5, not 2?
I'm talking wards.
Okay.
So it would be Aldermanic District 2, Ward 5, which is this green area. Okay. This green area would become light beige.
Yeah, it's not that it's presently in the 6th District.
So the what was the total population would be added to 5, 8,
it's
4,
45, 7? 16, and 13.
So we have 5847 now. Plus. What's the total?
Madam Clerk, is this also taking into account the prisoner population?
Yes, it is. And that is in one aldermanic district, District 1. It's in one ward all by itself.
The reason I ask is that I received a letter from a person today that's going to be representing a large group of individuals that is already taking issue with the prisoner population in the county redistricting plan, and sent a letter to Supervisor Mayo today, and I believe it will be to the rest of the supervisors, taking issue with the county's redistricting plan and using the prison population as one of the problems with it.
About a month and a half ago, the Common Council received a letter from Prison Initiative Organization, took no action, so use those figures in calculating.
Well, the figures are coming from the U.S. Census Bureau. Alderman Lowe.
Sandy, I'm sorry, I still didn't get, I had 45, 45, 15, and I missed the last
no,
figure.
No, it's not 40, it's only 145.
Oh, 145.
I apologize, it's not my computer. It's
74.
So it's 74 people added to what we have.
Alderman Taylor?
Well, to me, I was kind of, I would say I'm a little fascinated with this whole process. I was in City Hall, I think, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and I know I was over the clerk's shoulder just seeing what she was doing, just because it looked kind of interesting of how, you know, everything's done by ward, and it's between 600 and 2,100 people. So if you go over or under, that's a problem. You can't cross supervisor boundaries. That's an issue. So it was difficult for her to try to figure out how to make this work. And then when she did, to see how the numbers really evened out very, very close, I thought was pretty remarkable. I know in a number of communities, I know one where I served before, they have redistricting committees. You have an alderman or two, and it can become really political, whereas here, she very much looked at, and I know there's some administrative issues that she's going to have still with what we have currently, but I guess as from my perspective, as an elected official, at this current moment, now 3 years I may be gone, and 2 years some of us may be gone, you have to look at keeping numbers as close to equal across the board, and can't really worry about what you have now and what you're going to lose, because I look at a portion that I'm going to have. Alderman Olson references in his newsletter to his constituents that he was going to lose a little area and that he was going to gain a little of my area, which I can tell you from, as just going through an election, from on 76th Street from Drexel to Putes, I had very good support and strong supporters that will not be happy at all that they're in our district. But the reality is, I mean, they can still pick up the phone and call me. don't think Alderman Olson would yell at me if they called me. They voted for me, so I would think the next 2 years, they still have the right to pick up the phone and call anybody. But I guess as an elected official, I would like to keep as much as I had to begin with. And I look at this map, and I look at the previous map, and besides a couple minor tweaks, it's pretty much the same. It wasn't easy to do, but we have, I mean, Alderman Wilhelms is identical. Alderman Skronsky's just has the one area that he referenced. Alderman Olson, Alderman Solomon, just, Alderman, you know, Olson, I think, just lost a little bit, then he picked up some of mine. I mean, she did actually a really remarkable job. Alderman Schmidt, you lost a little bit, but you weren't living there. Look at the district. You weren't living at the house you're at. That's what caused it. Or else they would have cleaned that up. You can't rate yourself out of the district, but that's a mess right there. You just happen to live there, though. So what are you going to do?
Alderman Wilhelm and then Madam.
Sandy, what was the figure for the third district without wards before compared to now? Is it about the same?
The figures that we have now are voting population.
There's no way to really tell the comparison between if I gain or lost people in this district because the boundaries didn't change, so I was just wondering the population.
I'm sure based on the voter population, registered voters that did go up, but I couldn't tell you comparing the census to the census.
Because I think when you add what Alderman Skronsky wants in, I think his is the lowest one and mine is the highest, so that brings the spread between the lowest and the highest. If you add the area he wants back in, it brings the spread closer together, because right now I have the 217 votes more than any of the other districts.
Not votes, people.
I mean,
yeah.
People, I'm sorry.
And
people.
It would be 7, the number would be 7. It would be taken out of Ward 5 for District 2 and adding to Ward 22 for District 7.
Yeah, so then if you add that many to his, the spread between the 3rd District and the 6th District closes up a little bit better than what it is now.
If I could just take a minute to go through each district, it'll be quick.
Well, I just want to say, bottom line is, I guess I was supporting the Alderman Skronsky's wanting to
as
keep
much
that
as
area.
As much as Alderman Taylor said there are no changes, even in District 3, where there's no boundary changes, there are going to be some major changes. First of all, the city is now in a population category over 35,000, which makes the election reporting very different. We fall into a different category when there is an election. We can, as an example, in District 1, you would go into District 1, you would get one ballot, we would get one total at the end of the night, there would be one program, there would be one ballot. Now when you go into District 1 to vote, you would get one of three different ballots. If you lived in this area here, which is the House of Correction, you would be in Ward 1, you would be in the supervisory district that has just,
11.
Yeah, this would be 11, the boundary was changed. So you would get a supervisory colored ballot, which is an added cost to the city.
Who's 11 now?
That's Borkhouse.
Who's 3?
We don't have 3.
Oh, 4, I mean 9.
9 is Paul Cesar's and 17 is Joe
Sanfilippo.
Oh, okay. So. District 1, Ward 2, has now picked up this section here. And that's the section above the House of Correction. Used to belong to District 4 along with this stretch right here. This is now a new supervisory line, so that created an
element where it had to be set into its own different ward. So District 1, Ward 2 will be here, and District 1, Ward 3 is this darker brown area. The line used to be the creek behind City Hall. It is now to 83rd Street. So he's gaining here, he's losing here.
Fourth.
That was, comes off of 83rd Street. Because Aldermanic District 1 is in the middle of the city, there isn't a lot of places for him to, or that district to have picked up. You have the boundary for the supervisory district running here, so this ward could not have any of this stuff attached to it. You do have Alderman, so that's District 1, you do have Alderman Solomon living in close proximity to Alderman Skronsky, which put another sort of wrinkle into it, because Alderman Solomon's district needed to add additional population. A convenient way is if he could have picked up some from Aldermanic District 6, and
Madam Clerk,
under the
census and the redistricting guidelines and the one vote principles, there's no, just like in supervisor districts, there's no Jurzik district, there's no Caesars district, there's numbers for those districts. And just with the Aldermanic, there's numbers district,
that's
there's
correct.
No names attached to that. Is that
that's
to be
correct.
Challenged?
That's correct.
Sorry, Alderman Olson had a question.
The issue I take with this, it's purely academic at this point, but if you look at the changes happening in District 1, specifically west of where I live, the arbitrariness, seeming arbitrariness of this is it divides neighborhood. And that both a natural neighborhood and a physical neighborhood provides that. Likewise, on the other side of 76th, the land that I'm potentially picking up, that too divides neighborhood, specifically up and down 68th Street. So those people talk across the street. Where I'd offer an alternate suggestion, it wouldn't help because Alderman Solomon is the problem child here, needing more people, not less. And if it was a matter of taking more of mine or needing me to have more area, the logical conclusion is run straight down Drexel, pick up Forest Hill Village, and that would be 400 new citizens. But that doesn't help the issue because Tim is the problem child, right?
So, Madam Clerk, then Alderman Taylor.
If I could just touch on your first comment about 68th Street, that because there is a supervisory line going through that, the other part of it is District 4 is already in two separate supervisory districts, and they have two separate school districts, and there are four wards. So what you also have to keep into consideration or take into consideration is the voter convenience or the voter ease of voting. If you walk into a polling location and there's 14 different ballots, it's not only confusing for the voter, but it's confusing for the poll worker. So unless you can...
How about reducing the number of aldermen?
Or unless you give me the authority to totally restructure the city, there has to be some breaking point between subdivisions. You want to offer a different solution to this group of people.
There isn't a logical.
Wouldn't it actually be adding one? Because you had a population shift. Population is growing.
Do whatever you want. My goal in starting this was to reduce the number of wards from 24. I had hoped vote to reduce it to 12 because we are voting by ward, and that's costly to the city, and it's confusing for the voters, it's confusing for the poll workers. It's administratively not a pleasant thing, and because of the supervisory district boundaries, that was not possible. So,
how do you know that this meets all the federal guidelines?
If you check the statistics, now they don't all show up on the bottom, but one of the elements is that we evenly split the population for American Indian, Pacific, Asian, other land. You'll notice in Ward 1 that that is the only district where it's not evenly split, and that is the House of Representatives. So as far as if I am aware that this meets all the federal, it meets all of the state requirements. This is based on the information from the federal census. It meets the ward creation guidelines and restrictions. It complies with the statutes. It probably doesn't make everybody happy.
It's not supposed to.
That's correct.
Alderman Chandler.
Thank you, Your Honor. Well, you know, the issue here, I mean, Alderman Olson brought up about 68th Street, you know, neighbors and that. I mean, I got personal friends on 68th Street that are going to be out of my district. That's life. And for the last 10 years, you take a look at 35th Street. You got neighbors that somehow managed to go about the last 10 years and voting for aldermen and going about their daily lives, and they're in different districts. You got 5 and 4 that, you know, you got Alderman Schmidt on one side, you got me on the other side, and we've done it for 10 years. So I think if you do this now, you're not, you know, end of the world's not going to happen. And I look at it as the majority of what we have stays the same. And we're not always going to be here, and the mayor's absolutely correct. It's not Alderman Taylor's district, or Alderman Olson's district, or Alderman Solomon's district. It's District 1 through 6. And you got to look at that is going to be the case for the next 10 years, and there's nothing that says that we will be set up in the next 10 years or after the next election. So if you look at the numbers between 6,064 and 5,847, whether or not we make the change that Alderman Skronsky is asking for or not, I think we have a very good proposal ahead of in front of us, and I support it fully.
Alderman Olson.
The question I have is, what are we doing to communicate this to the affected president? And the second question, which I was unable to glean, frankly, is really careful enough, when does this take effect? Should the county get their act together, and when does this take effect?
Madam Clerk.
This adoption of the ward plan is step 2 in the process. This then gets submitted to the state and back to the county, who then would adopt their final supervisory plan. And then we would adopt our district change to our municipal code and ordinance that would change the boundaries. The plan would go into effect for the next February election.
That's after a public hearing.
By the county, correct, not by the city. The process for notifying everybody is postcards would be sent to people. We would include it in the newsletter. State law does provide that when there is a redistricting, those people who are registered voters get notified by a postcard or letter. We always like to include people over and above those who are registered voters.
I would personally like to see the voters at least get to take a look at this and offer their opinions. Now, whether or not we can accommodate anybody, difficult question to answer, but, you know, just all of a sudden say, you've got a new alderman, makes us look like the county, and I'm not going to have that. I would like to see us have just an open house or public hearing or something like that.
Madam Clerk?
The state law provides that we adopt the board plan 60 days after the county has adopted their tentative plan, which was May 12th. If a municipality, and the city attorney can probably weigh in on this, the municipality did not adopt a plan. It sounds like any person can submit a reasonable plan that would go with the court system and could possibly be enacted. I don't know that that would happen if the city is actively working on the plan. But I don't know the penalties of that.
My statement was framed in the fact that, as we know, there's some consternation about the supervisory district plan by the county. So I suspect that there's an opportunity that this may change. So I wouldn't say we'll hold up our ward approval, but I certainly would like to see the voters have some appearance of input, whether it's cast in stone or not. They need to know what's going on because it impacts them.
Alderman Taylor?
I'm not a mathematician here. I'm looking at just the changes we have in front of us and what percentage of it has changed. Very minute. And if to try to compare us to the county, I don't see the logic there. I mean, there's no calls in Franklin of shrinking the size of the common council. Trust me, I read the blogs and I haven't seen anybody putting that online so far. But whereas the county, for the city, you're giving them something.
No, I'm just saying tonight.
No, tonight. But as the county, that the argument is you're too large and shrink the size. Well, they obviously basically they shrunk one, the person that brought in a proposal. So what you see before us here is almost identical to what we have. So if you're going to ask anybody what they think, you got to talk to those people in those subdivisions. So you could talk to a handful, couple hundred that's in yours. I could talk to a few hundred in mine. There's not a lot of people that are being affected here. I'm just saying that we could do a public hearing. We can do all the stuff you want. We have an open house, but you're asking this very small percentage of people to show up because that's only the small percentage that's being affected here. And then the recommendations have to be explained. Well, you can't do that because you can't cross a supervisor line. So where Alderman Olson's picking up some of my district, which I'm not happy to lose, they can't just shift back over to me without changing the entire map, which then changes everything greater than we have right now.
I just have one thing to say, and I know the clerk has done a lot of work and stuff, and I would agree with Baldwin Taylor and some of the other comments that it appears that after everything's been said and done, the aldermanic maps that met the test 10 years ago the current ones seem to be in sync with those and probably will more than likely meet the test of the federal rules and will go beyond the challenges. However, in today's paper, we have read that the city of Milwaukee is now reconsidering its redistricting and that in the city of Milwaukee they've allowed the citizens to participate and actually to draw up the maps themselves. I know we don't have the resources available or anything like that, but there's a movement across the nation that the average citizen be able to participate fully in the government. So that's an agreement with Alderman Olson here. So, but now we have to take into consideration, do you have the resources? Can you do these things? I don't know. I do know that probably of all of the areas in Milwaukee County, this area may get the highest scrutiny. So, just on the fact that I received today, a letter that's going to Michael Mayo challenging the prisoners in House Correction. And you and the city clerk and I have talked about that. That was, a possibility of coming up.
What will that do? I mean, I understand there's a large population, but how would that affect your mapping? What would you have to do, Sandy, if they took that out?
I would probably, obviously you have to find people that fit. Yeah, Alderman or District 1 would then get the area right here back, for sure. Probably take something from a couple other districts. It would make my life easier because this is in a separate, this being This is in a separate supervisory district, so that's, you know, a separate ballot. Wouldn't have to worry about it. There's, I believe there's about 24 people that are non-House of Correction in this census block. So it would make things easier. One of the problems, I just want to show you, it looks like this would be a, this is in Aldermanic District 6. This currently is in one supervisory district across. Highway 100 is another supervisory district. This ward right here was beyond the population range of 2100. Because there are no square streets, we're talking about subdivisions. This little ward that's a different color is Cortez Circle. Those people are going to be in a different ward. When they go into the polling location, they will get a different ballot if they live in the inside of Cortez versus the outside of Cortez. So redistricting has a lot of...
How is the street below it qualified? Which?
This?
No, south.
Yeah. This. That's correct. There's only 41 here. If I take it out, it's, I think the total was 2158, so I would be 58. What looks like a street right here is the school district boundary. This is the Whitnell School District, so that is not a street. Cut it off here, but that's a, there's no population there. So,
Even if you get 50 people here complaining about an area, there's so many criteria you can't do
right,
anything.
That's,
you can't
that's,
do
that's
anything
that's
anyway.
The point. We can give them crayons and let them draw. That's all right.
Yeah, but I mean, you really are under such stringent controls that you can't do anything anyway.
Yep. Alderman Olson.
The idea is not to have them change the boundary. The idea is to allow them to understand what's going on and offer input and understand what's going on. I can't believe I'm sitting here hearing you guys say you don't want to accept constituent input. Man, oh man.
Well, trust me, I'll contact every person in that district and get
them
to know.
Alderman Olson, you have the floor.
My final comment relative to the House of Corrections is, you know, as an elected official, geez, I'd like to be able to represent 2,000 people rather than just have a count on my numbers. Nice to have something to do with them. And so I would not object to the House of Corrections being removed at all, even though there's a lot of history there.
I have a suggestion for a suggested motion. That would be a motion to adopt a resolution. Resolution establishing ward boundaries in the city of Franklin following the 2010 census, contingent upon the plan meeting state and federal laws as well as guidelines. Alderman Willem.
Wouldn't you also have to include in their contingent upon what the county does? Because if they make changes, and then what about contingent upon removal or leaving in Milwaukee County area? So there's two more contingencies there. And that would pretty much cover it, I think.
Alderman Olson, Alderman Solomon.
Well, in addition to that, Mr. Mayor, with all due respect, it did address Alderman Skronsky's change. And I would like to hear, let's just do a public presentation, committee in the hall or something like that, because this is buried on an agenda. Nobody knows this happened. I put out my email blast, you know, for what it's worth. We'll do it again, but at least put it in the newsletter, and maybe someday if we get a newspaper reporter here, we can put it on for a month or two away when it gets a little more solid, just so that people can have some input to it.
Alderman Solomon, Alderman Skronsky.
I would be remiss if I didn't repeat what the city clerk said. We have to do this within 90 days from May
60
days.
Okay.
sorry, 60 days. May 12th to June 12th to July 12th. That's next week. I understand. But I think if the city clerk would put down all of the criteria that she has to follow, she's got a list of 10, 15 items, how she has to put this all together, which is very, very difficult. I didn't spend the time with her this time. I did 10 years ago, and it is very, very difficult.
Alderman Skronsky, Alderman Taylor.
Yeah, I have to see that this is a daunting task that we have to go through at the state, the federal, the regulations, and everything else. Because the time is short, and I feel like it would be good to have some public input, as little as it may be, it would be good to let people know. But I think the timeline is against us on this, so I would leave it up to the administration.
What about if we were to... the council took out a notice in the paper that the plans, the suggested plans, are going to be up on the city's website.
I would say
for input.
As much as you can inform the people of it.
Yeah. Put it on the website. That's a good idea.
Alderman Taylor.
Well, thank you, Your Honor. Well, you know, I'll repeat again. Ten years ago, I was already done. I was already done serving, and I missed all this. And I think that's why I was been involved, not involved, but I've been kind of paying attention to what's going on. And I know this is more complex than it was 10 years ago with Alderman Solomon was involved because of the population change. Now, I have no problem. We have a committee of the whole scheduled for August. I have no problem having a presentation, as Alderman Olson's asked, to the residents who want to show up in the middle of the summer during their vacation time to come here, and I'm sure pack City Hall, but let them have the opportunity to come down here and maybe have a presentation of what we're doing. Because the reality is, I'm not just guessing here, but I don't see a ton of people showing up in one area saying, you got to keep me where I'm at. And then if they are, what that's going to do to the rest of the map. Then if that we make changes, then we better have another meeting because it's going to be different than what's in here right now. And then we're going to have another meeting. So I have no problem with the presentation explaining what we're looking at doing so people can be aware of it. But I think we're going to I'll leave it at that. I don't see people showing up.
Alderman Solomon?
You know, as you move forward, say the state does do something with the House of Representatives. That's going to affect our population. That's going to affect our state aids. It's going to affect the state aids from the school district. You are going to go through a bag of worms, and it's going to be dollars out of the pocket. So as that moves forward, if it does creep forward, we could be in a world of hurt. Big time.
Okay. Well, I've made a suggested motion. There was some additions pursuant to what the county does, pursuant to holding meetings, a meeting of the Common Council in August to have participation, and then also my suggestion of the council supporting the funds for a small ad in the newspaper to say that these plans are available online.
So that's that motion. Right.
Is there a second?
We're spending money on the ad.
It's a suggestion. Alderman Wilburn?
I was pointing to the city attorney trying to get your...
The city attorney.
Mayor, with regard to the suggested motion, I'm looking at the statute, and I see the word shall adjust awards according to the schedule, and in the guidelines I'm seeing... page 43 of the agenda, municipalities have a maximum of 60 days to adjust ward boundaries to comply with the tentative plan. And I'm wondering whether or not stating contingent upon opens up some argument that somebody might say that the council didn't act because it's contingent. And maybe the words should be with the understanding that the plan meets state, federal, and federal laws as well as guidelines.
It's fine. Okay. Is that the motion?
So moved.
Ms. Liberti, can you read back the motion?
I think the clerk was writing.
Okay. Okay. Alderman Taylor.
I would ask that we have I would ask that we have one motion, and if we're going to do the public hearing, have a separate motion. If we're going to spend money, have another motion. Instead of trying to tie everything into one, I don't think that's very clean at all. And those are all separate issues.
I'm only throwing out suggestions to get off the dime here.
No, I agree, but I mean, I think those are just, they're separate issues.
Alderman, if you'd like to make the first motion.
Point of order, there is a motion.
There's a motion.
Yeah, there's already a motion.
Oh, that was moved and seconded? Mm-hmm. Who seconded?
Well, it's an argument as to who made the first.
Yeah, I am Alderman Schmidt.
Schmidt, who was the second?
Motion, Alderman Solomon.
Second. I didn't hear the second, that's why. All right, so we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. There's a request to maybe rescind the motion and take it separately. Maker of the motion, would you agree to rescind? Okay. Motion fails because it's been rescinded. Alderman Taylor?
Well, Mr. City Attorney, can you give us one motion on just the redistricting that is real clear and concise, and then we'll go from, Alderman Olson wants to have a public presentation at a committee hold meeting, that should be a separate item. I don't disagree with that at all. And if we're going to spend money on an ad, that should be a separate item also.
The city attorney.
Using the mayor's suggested motion with my comments, it would be a motion to adopt the resolution number 2011-, a resolution establishing ward boundaries in the city of Franklin following the 2010 federal census. With the understanding by the Common Council that the plan does meet state and federal laws as well as guidelines. So moved.
All right, it's been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all is Alderman.
I just had a question. And the request that I asked, how does that fit into what we're talking about?
That would require another motion.
Okay, it would require another motion.
Sorry, I thought that was already made.
Okay.
I thought we were taking up your plan that you brought in. I'll ask Mr. City Attorney, is what Alderman Skronsky talking about covered by the motion you suggested?
If it's not in the packet, it should be added. And I would reference it as the proposed changes for district number 6. From those as depicted within the agenda packet materials as described on the record by the city clerk.
Okay, who was the maker of the motion, Alderman Taylor?
Yeah.
Would you rather have?
Yeah, that's a separate. I think that's separate. I mean, the clerk's worked on this plan. I don't have a problem with it, but I haven't heard Alderman Solomon say anything. You know.
All right.
Okay. So I think it should be separate. The numbers.
Alderman Wilhelm, and then Madam Clerk.
Well, I was going to suggest we call the question on this one, and then make Alderman Skronsky can make that motion on that one.
The question's been called. Is there a second? Second. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the chair recognizes 2/3 majority, so the motion passes. On the main motion, would you like the motion read back? Madam Clerk, please read the motion.
Alderman Taylor moved to adopt a resolution establishing ward boundaries in the city of Franklin following the 2010 federal census with the understanding that by the Common Council that the plan does meet state and federal laws as well as guidelines.
All right. On the main motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? 6 ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Is there another motion? Alderman Skronsky.
I would like to make the motion as described by the city attorney regarding District 6 on the adjustment.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second discussion.
Been moved and seconded under discussion, Alderman Olson.
Well, the only question I have is which way are they going? And the motion, sorry, Jesse, but the motion to me doesn't make that clear. So what I would prefer the motion to say is moving whatever the census blocks are, from 2, that way it's specific.
Madam Clerk?
To 6.
And that's just what I was going to suggest. And I could show you how easy it is if it's from my computer.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor. I don't know how do we get the motion?
I'll withdraw my second.
All right, the motion fails for lack of a second. Is there a suggested motion by the city attorney or the city clerk that meets Alderman Skronsky's objectives? Alderman, or Mr. City Attorney.
A motion to confirm that the Common Council understood that the immediately previously adopted motion included within the plan those changes to District Number 6 retaining areas shown in the packet materials in District Number 2, currently in District Number 6 as part of the plan to be adopted.
Is that your motion?
That was adopted.
Is that your motion, Alderman Skronsky?
Yes.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Under discussion, seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, 6 ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Is there another motion?
The first motion.
Madam Clerk?
I just would ask that in, if there's no objection, instead of using aldermanic districts, if you could use wards, because this is a ward property. So if there's no objection, I'll use 6.
Is there any motion regarding public participation? Alderman Olson.
Motion to set a date of the August Committee of the Whole for a presentation by the city clerk to any interested party relative to the redistricting recommend that the redistricting plan hereby adopted and subsequently authorize the mayor to advertise as approved.
Second.
And what websites?
I just said.
Okay.
What you want.
All right, so we wouldn't second any further discussion, seeing none.
A blank check.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, there was, did you have a discussion on that?
Just one comment that might be helpful.
Okay.
I was just saying that a lot of people go to the library, maybe having a map of the library at some point during that would be helpful.
Okay. All right, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded with suggestion. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? 6 ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item G10?
Nine.
Apologies. Nine. Claim of Sean Marisfelder for damage to driveway by city snow truck.
Snowplow
truck. So motion to deny. Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to item G10.
Motion to authorize. You got to read it, Tom?
Yes.
All right.
Is there a motion to authorize revised offering price for easement acquisition for acquisition map parcel 12 for the Ryan Creek Interceptor Sewer Project as recommended by the appraisal firm of Single Source Inc. and the city engineer. Is there a second?
Second.
Done, moved, and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skronsky.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Rockham.
No.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
5 ayes, 1 no, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item H1, Alderman Solomon.
Good job, Joe.
Cation, approve. Magolin, approve with a letter. Stankowski, deny. Habitual criminality. HB and H, no action necessary. Formula 4, approve. TGAO Holdings, approve. Franklin Police Department, National Night Out Kickoff, approve. Temporary amusement for the same event, approve. Kozlowski, hold for appearance. Schlichter, hold for appearance. Adams, check, approve. Ball, approve. Ballesteri, approve. Bellinger, approve. Valenti, approve. Colley, approve. Chambers, approve. Clifford, approve. Cartwright, approve. Sarnicki, approve. Goyd, approved. Hensky, approve. Jackets, approve. Johnson, approve. Kinney, approve. Levin, Hagen, approve. Lanza, approve. Luckstead, approve. Victor, approve. I didn't even touch that. Markowski, approved. Palma, approved. Preparaki, approved. Singh, approved. Summers, approved. Wagner, hold for appearance. Weithall, approved. Yang, approved. J. Jackson, hold for appearance and proof of schooling. Coleman, hold for appearance. Schramm, approved. Markowitz, hold for appearance. Woundsfoot, hold for appearance. Cicilino, approved. Benoit, approved. Furman, approved. United Amusement, hold for appearance. Action Games, approved.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's moved and seconded. Any further discussion? This is City Attorney.
The third operator application mentioned, I see that it's a renewal, and I heard the mention of potentially having been a law offender, that that's a renewal.
I don't believe so.
Well, it either is or it isn't. If it's a renewal,
it's a renewal, it has to be referred to the city clerk's office, but I don't
think. No, that was a.
Alderman Wilhelm?
This was the one where they were real close together all at once. They just happened within a couple months apart, and they were just recently.
Adam Clark?
Yeah, she's a provisional late last year. This is since then, yeah.
Everybody give a commercial.
This one.
Can you get the folder?
No. Just the time. Because the license year runs July 1st through June 30th, she had applied late in June and wanted a provisional. Therefore, she had to apply for a 2010-2011 license and apply for a 2011-2012. This one should be the original license for 2010-2011, and the renewal license would be on the next agenda. So she has not had a license approved in the city of Franklin prior to this.
So the motion that we have in front of us, is that proper, or do we need to take separate action? The city attorney.
It's appropriate with the understanding that though the agenda says that it's a renewal license, it's not a renewal.
I do believe that's correct.
Madam Clerk.
And I would request that Alderman Solomon refer to it as a 2010-2011 license.
I'm sure that gets in the minutes. That was my
motion. All right, there's a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. You have before you a list of vouchers numbers 138964 through 139126. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skansky.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. You have a listing of the payroll of July 1st, 2011, the amount of $339,244.20. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skransky.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Olson.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. A motion to adjourn.
Oh.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. We adjourn.